essay from an HR worker here. From the outside, this situation looks pretty easy to resolve from here, thanks to Dizzy and the talent showing some solidarity and making the public side easier to manage. First, any public statement on the main account is a huge mistake. Regardless of what it is, don't touch that account until you're posting something about Valentine's, and even then minimize it to only shilling teen stream events. Second, you're gonna want Jelly to stream the spin of the dirt, but she has to be in a positive mood when she does. And while it's not needed, a vague statement about things being worked out are okay now, and not to worry would do wonders for public perception, but do not suggest she say anything in any way if you're even tangentially connected to the tweet that got everyone worked up. Third, some kind of token gesture from management is needed. This doesn't need to be a statement, anything direct. In a normal office, this would be like giving someone a day off, a half day, or taking them out to fancy lunch. For FaZe, you're probably looking for some gifted members, or an AKA from Sakata when Jelly Schmitz tries to have a public side. Maybe collab or fan art from some managers. But the company side's a minor concession, like adding a bit of extra budget to a cover song, giving it okay on the merch idea that was kinda on the fence for practicality, or upping the priority for small event she's involved in. But it can't be too much. You really don't want anyone holding a grudge over her getting more than is deserved for a PR fuck-up. Fuck up. Fourth, Jelly should get a slap on the wrist for flying too close to the sun. No tangible punishment, because it's not her fault that this one specifically got thousand traction of everyone else's dumb tweet. And you gotta quit going so hard. If we ask you not to, you take for something you need to actually take it up for. Type chat, then follow up with the tweet. Fucked up with our public response. We're sorry, chat, and Sakana needs to take personal accountability for that fuck-up, even if it wasn't him at all. He's the one on top, and you just gotta take responsibility for people's fuck-ups when you're on top. Lastly, all of the talents need some kind of assurance that the company isn't going to throw them under the bus in the future when they've been attacked. They need to feel safe to do their job and engage with the community without triple-guessing everything. A less direct statement that assures them of that should be put in the work server, along with some tightening on the controls required to push out official statements getting implemented. Something to show that things will be more carefully vetted and considered before they're made public. With all that done, you can just chill and write things out, mediate any concerns internally, and try to placate anyone who's too emotionally charged. Make them feel heard and all that usual shit. Also, it's a side thing, but holy fuck, drop the fuck out gum bun as soon as it's viable to. There's no way you keep someone around who sits on your core audience and staff while openly siding with complete outsiders that hard. Don't even try with that retarded. Oh, she didn't technically say shit. Everyone can read between the lines. As long as she is official, she will fuel fires again.